What is it about Flat Earth that makes people so angry? You know what I mean, right? I'm not crazy, am I? I'm talking about Reddit tier rage. I'm talking about foaming at the mouth, absolute seething. Next thing you know, they're at your door, banging with torches and pitchforks. It's not just the rabble that's coming for you, it's PhDs! It's people that should be making money! They're taking time out of their day to debunk a TikTok video you made, a guy who's got a PhD who should be making money. You think I'm crazy? That's crazy. That's crazy. We're living in an age, a conspiratorial age, where you can say that I believe the birds are surveillance drones. Okay? I believe that. You can tell someone at the grocery store about Epstein's Island, and you might get some disbelief. You'll probably get some people nodding. Say, yeah, that could be true. Everybody knows, okay? The cat's out of the bag. But the flat earth thing seems to touch a nerve. It shatters the dome of that fragile little snow globe their ego lives inside. Science says, we know. Who's we? By the way, this is a digression, but this is my personal favorite. When a fucking woman says, we sent a man to the moon, that's very funny to me, sweetie pie. You programmed a computer? That's gorgeous to me and sexy. And you're so sweet and good and beautiful. It punctures the hypnotic hum of modernity. It says, hey, bro, what if everything you believe is a lie? What if your education is just programming? What if the guy with the blue check and the telescope is just another ape in a lab coat? Dancing for funding. Flat Earth is social sacrilege. Be very careful where you throw this idea around. More than any crime statistics, more than any denial of historical events, this idea right here, this is nuclear toxic waste that you don't want to touch unless you're ready to handle the real stuff. It's a social sacrilege. It suggests that there's no bottom, that there's no bedrock, there's no consensus reality. It's just a spinning chaos of symbols and half-remembered Science Channel documentaries. It's an abyss that the average person is not ready to gaze into. They need the globe. They need to feel like there's something solid under their feet, even if that something solid is spinning 20,000 miles an hour. Okay. Do I believe that the Earth is flat? I believe it's funny that you'd even ask me that question.
From a government weather balloon that never came back down, corrected for curvature by a blind NASA intern, tonight we interrogate the geometry of reality, examine the collapse of consensus science, and meet a man who once tried to uninstall Canon BJC85 bubble jet printer drivers with karate. This is the Sam Hyde Show.
Our guest today, Flat Earth Dave. A round of applause for Flat Earth Dave, guys. Yes! Dave, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks, Sam. That was some opening.
Well, I try to please and I try to tease. Let's take it to these globetrotters, right? What do we call them anyway?
Globeheads.
Globeheads! Fuck these people! Dr. Emeritus David Weiss, PhD?
No.
A passionate advocate and researcher who challenges conventional views. Let me do that without laughing. Host of the podcast Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. Former seafarer with 15 years of experience on tankers, drill ships, and military cargo vessels. He brings a distinctive viewpoint shaped by his observations at sea. I give you, ladies and gentlemen, Flat Earth Dave. Flat Earth Dave, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I have no idea where half of that came from, so.
Are you? That's not true?
That's not me.
Oh, you weren't on a boat.
I wasn't on a military boat or anything. I did windsurf across the Atlantic Ocean.
You windsurfed across the Atlantic Ocean?
Newfoundland, Canada to Weymouth, England in 98. It was called the Transatlantic Windsurfing Race, and it was a relay race for sailors from four countries, and it was a heck of a trip. We had 30-foot waves for eight of the days.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What's your, how old are you?
I don't identify with chronological age, so I'm offended at that question.
Where are you from?
I'm from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Oh, nice. I'm from Wilton.
I'm 62.
You're from Greenwich?
Yeah, why not?
Do you live in Greenwich?
I do. I was born and
Are
raised
Are you rich?
There. No, I live on the poor side, Riverside.
How much money do you have?
None right now. I'm
from. You have no money?
No, none.
Oh, fuck.
Bye, Dave.
What's your background?
My background is I went to school in marketing and psychology. I went into corporate America. I worked in the printing industry for 20 years. I went into the solar power business.
Solar power business?
Yeah.
How old were you when you did that?
Oh, that's a great question.
Were you an original solar scammer?
15 years. Well, it was residential, the company I went with, and then I brought them into the commercial division. And then I left there and took a couple of key players, and we started our own commercial solar power development company. It was doing great, and I was in the middle of Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole podcast, the Flat Earth podcast.
So you were doing these crazy podcasts while you had an actual job.
Just for fun, yeah, just for fun on the side.
And the podcast got, they fucked up your job.
Well, it was interfering. I had one partner couldn't give a crap. The other partner was like Dave, you know. And it was because I was like going after lawyers, and then we have clients using those lawyers and all sorts of stuff. But
what?
It's crazy. It's a long, we don't want to get into all that. The bottom line is I came to the point where I realized I have to make a choice. I can take everything I've worked my entire life for to make lots of money, which I was doing.
How much money were you making?
I was making mid six figures, but I walked away from it all because, you know, if we get into it and we start taking away all of the reasons people think the earth is flat, and we can take them all away if we have the time, they say, well, what difference does it make? I still have to go to work on Monday. And that's what we all said. But when you understand that the globe lie, rather than the flat earth, the globe lie is the foundation of all of the atrocities that are going on earth. Wars, famine, child trafficking, everything, all of that could not happen if people didn't think they were spinning out of control, lost in a godless universe. Everything, you know, that you could hope to work for, like the American dream, went to college, went to corporate America.
You actually believe, you believe that the globe lie
is the foundation.
That's the foundation of all evil.
Yeah.
And you are a fighter for justice.
I'm looking for a better future for my kids and for myself. And for you. Not them, though.
All right, so what fucking f***ers are paying me to say something today?
Sam Hyde Show ad read.
Goody.
You're now listening to an advertisement.
Oh, how could I forget?
We'll get back to the show after this.
Do we have any more of those
stiff lips?
They're gone, I ate them. And now I'm 20 pounds stronger.
You just throw them out?
Yeah.
Well, good news, they're sending more.
A lot more.
Fucking shit.
I'm installing Microsoft VC redistributable. I'm trying to fucking relax and play a video game, but nothing fucking works.
Understood. You know what does work?
What?
Stiff lip subs.
No, they don't. They work because it's 300 milligrams of caffeine. So yeah, it works. It works to what? Shorten your lifespan? You know, Stiff Lip Sups are the number one, whatever the product is.
Sam Hyde Show ad read.
The best.
You're now listening to an advertisement. We'll get back to the show after this quick word from our sponsor.
Can you stop sneaking around with the camera and just do a normal angle?
What was like step one? When did you first start to think about this topic?
Oh, this topic. So I was doing a podcast called Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole out of New York City, and we were looking into all of the big deceptions, hoaxes, false shootings, fake plane crashes and everything. And people were like, hey, have you looked into flat earth? Check this out. And I'm like, flat earth, that's just a step too far. And I just like banned for life. I just banning them from everything. I don't want these stupid people commenting on my podcast. Then I was speaking with a researcher named Sophia Smallstorm, who did a couple of big documentaries on 9/11. She's like, Dave, you have to look into this. And I went in looking into it, not to honestly look into it. I looked into it to disprove it. You know, I went in with, this is the dumbest crap ever. You guys are idiots, and I'm going to shut you right up. And for 2 weeks, I barely slept at all. And the harder I tried to debunk it, the more I went down the rabbit hole. I don't believe the earth is flat. I know it's flat. I know it's not a ball. And if you look at any of the evidences, they all discredit the ball. And two things flat earthers know. It's not a ball, and that we don't know everything. Globers think they know everything. So if I talk to somebody, I say, you know, they're defending the globe. I say, you know, what's the radius of the globe? How fast is it spinning? How far is it from the sun? How did they figure out how far it is from the sun? How wide is the sun? They don't know any of those answers, but they still want to defend it. So.
Are you the most famous globe denier?
I don't know about that. I don't look at it as a popularity thing. I definitely have the biggest mouth and do the most number of interviews. So you can argue that. I mean, I have woken up countless people. on my app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, shameless plug, there are currently 225,000 or 220,000 people currently using it. These are people just here on the East Coast that are flat earthers. You know, people say, oh, good luck getting a job, right? Well, guess what?
I would only hire flat earthers.
We'll only hire flat earthers. Right? Think about it. You want to hire somebody to build a cabinet, and you got 10 applicants, and they're all relatively the same qualifications, but one of them maybe is a little less experienced, but he's the only flat earther.
Yeah.
He's getting the job. Because he can think. Yeah. He has the ability to think. You know, and it's not just the U.S., it's the U.K., this is worldwide.
You're blowing up in the UK over there.
Once you go flat, you never glow back because you can't.
You would have a hiring policy that discriminates.
100%. 100%. We actually have a dating section or a matchmaker. And so I have it set for, I'm a male looking
hell
for a female.
Yeah.
This age group within 200 miles.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you can message them. You can do all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yo.
So... again, this is just bringing like-minded people together, educating them, and freeing them from the globe matrix.
We're going to talk about the news here. 2027, NASA plans on returning to the moon.
Who's the director going to be?
Since 1970, they kept saying they're going back, they're going back, they're going back. And they just keep kicking the can down the road. There was a fire. There was a budget cut. Oh, we're going to Mars. We're going to the moon.
Dave, can you cut them some slack, man?
Yeah.
They're finally going back. 2027.
You know, I was driving up here today. I was on a TikTok live, and we had a Globehead on there. And he's like, what are you guys going to do in 2 years when Artemis goes to the moon? And I'm like, really? You haven't seen how many times? They just keep doing this, and they just like, it's coming. Just two more years. Just two more years.
Hell yeah.
So stupid.
That's fucking awesome. NASA's Artemis program aims to return humans to the moon, landing the first woman. Oh, it gets better and better. It's like Christmas. And man at the South Pole, where water ice. It's in two sets of quotes. Has been found.
Yeah.
Well, they found water. They got Mickey D's up there with Artemis 3 targeting a crewed lunar landing. The program is part of a larger plan to establish a sustainable lunar presence and prepare for future missions to Mars. It's an exciting time to be a dumbass.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, if you believe in
There's
that.
There's a lot of fun stuff going on for dumbasses these days.
NASA gets about $80 million a day, allegedly.
Holy fucking
that's
shit.
That's how much they take from us. I don't know if NASA actually gets that. It's going into black budgets, probably.
Damn. These guys are some grifters, man. Operation LAC. The U.S. military sprayed zinc cadmium sulfide, a potentially toxic chemical, over cities like St. Louis and Minneapolis to test chemical dispersal, exposing unaware residents, including children, to health risks. This is the news?
It's just a little way to say they want us to forget, but we're saying, hey, we remember.
This is new. Well, it's absolutely new to me.
That's right.
What did they spray?
Zinc cadmium sulfide, a potentially toxic chemical.
I believe they just did that in the New York City subway system last week. They announced it.
Wait, really?
They're testing for, in case there's a terrorist gas attack, how they spread through the subway system.
Anytime you go to New York City, you're going to get fogged out somehow. You better be ready. You better be ready to get fogged if you're going to the city. Dimming the sun experiment canceled. The Marine Cloud Brightening Program, led by University of Washington researchers, aimed to test solar geoengineering by spraying salt water to brighten clouds off the west coast. Did they kill that rain guy yet?
Did they kill him?
Yeah, the Texas rain guy. The cloud seeding guy.
Oh, they probably apprehended him and beat him mercilessly. I don't know if he's still hanging on.
We talked about it weeks ago. The flood in Texas. Did it kill over 100 people?
Yeah.
Was it over 100? Yeah.
The flood in Texas killed over 100 people. 2 days before, they were doing cloud seeding.
Oh, yes.
And the guy, the CEO of the cloud seeding company, he was going around doing podcasts. He was doing the Please Don't Kill Me tour. Wow. Where he was explaining how cloud seeding is totally fine and doesn't lead
to... It only makes a little rain.
Yeah, it only does a little bit of rain.
Only a little bit, yeah. Unless something goes wrong.
So he was on the Sean Ryan tour, and he's donating lots of money to the families of the victims, which, why would you do that if you didn't do anything wrong? These guys here, the Marine Cloud Brightening Program, that's not a catchy name.
I like the MBPCD, whatever you did.
Well, that's because I think that's because it sounds like the DCU.
MCU, DCU, something.
It sounds like some, but it's Wakanda shit is what it is. It's the University of Washington here. Oh, Dave, maybe you heard about this. There's a whites-only community causing a stir. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, that's not good to read. Well.
Somebody's got to.
So there's a whites-only community causing a stir. I don't know if you heard about this, but this is also new. In response, Ryan, African-Americans have started their own exclusive living areas called Everywhere Live.
Who wrote that? Dave?
There are plenty of blacks only or else zones out there in the world. We just want one white one, okay? Just one. I say let him work, let him live. Same as the construction sites. That's what I say. Let him work, let him live. Also, whites only zones already exist. They're called tanning salons. And the chiropractor.
Are there no black chiropractors?
They don't let a man touch his bones.
Touch my back bones?
Y'all ain't touching my bones. Also known as bookstores and libraries.
That's a no black zone?
Yeah.
You know, you ask the librarian where you can find books on space travel, you know where they say?
Where's that?
In the science fiction section.
Yeah.
Because it's science fiction.
I know. Absolutely. The world is getting worse, a.k.a. more Indianer. What's this link here? What are they up to now, besides no good? Oh, nice.
Two, just in case I lose one.
Virtual hotel check-in? Yes. That's the sound that's going to play at the end of the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Young man creates plastic gasoline, worries for his safety. What's this about?
I'm going to make a video using that now. It's going to be great.
What, the TikTok sound?
I'm going to make the end of the world and then the TikTok sound.
So they say that this man, Julian Brown, invented a technology that turns plastic into gasoline.
Is this the guy that shot up the 33rd floor of the building?
Well, 33rd. Okay. Listen, you got to separate the art from the artist. But he fears for his life, and he went missing for 2 weeks, but he turned up
Iwihimama.
But somebody points out that they've already done this. They've already created that.
Yeah.
The black community thought he would be dead.
Well, they can't lose any more scientists.
NASA admits they don't have any photos of Earth.
They don't have photos of Earth?
They have none.
If we ask Grok, will it say it's true?
They'll say that there's thousands, but nobody can pick one and show it.
There's not one of that's not CGI?
So I'll give you guys this picture, but these are 8 pictures of Earth. Yeah. So looking at these pictures, 7 of them have to be fake. Only one could be real, or maybe they're all fake.
Why is that the case?
Because they're all totally different. This is the blue marble that was on everyone's iPhone. And if you look at the clouds, they're stepped and repeated.
Can you imagine the guy that figured that out? How exciting that must have been?
Well, no, the guy admitted it on a radio interview. His name was Robert Simon.
The guy that
created it. He said, yeah, he's given data and he makes what's visually pleasing that people would like.
Blue marble 2.0. NASA's Rob Simon made this, and it had wide appeal too. For example, it ended up as the default background on the iPhone.
I didn't even know until I bought an iPhone and turned it on and kind of did a little happy dance.
Simon's job is...
It's primarily taking data and making pictures out of it.
That's what this is, a composite of data sets from several different instruments translated into a picture.
To us, the really cool thing was the data set. Up until that point, there was no realistic color map of the globe anywhere.
So the land layer here comes from
the moderate resolution imaging spectroradiometer aboard Terra.
And the tricky part here was the weather.
So we actually had to take clouds out.
They stashed the clouds for later, went onto the ocean. That came from an instrument that measures phytoplankton in the sea.
Where it was low, I colored it dark blue because they're low mostly in mid-oceans. And then where it was a little bit higher, it was like a little bit brighter green.
Then add the clouds back in.
There's a small problem with it because there's a very slight gap in between each orbit.
So some of those are painted on.
It is Photoshopped, but it has to be.
What's step one for getting someone who's brand new to understand this?
That's a question that a lot of people ask, and it's different for everybody. You know, if somebody's a Bible believer, it can be page one of the Bible.
I don't think we need to worry about the Bible believers.
No, I'm just saying, there's all different things. Some people...
So you're saying that flat earth is sort of like the Bible?
No. A lot of people say flat earth is a religious thing, but there are people that got into flat earth because it matches what the Bible says. And that wasn't me, for sure. So the thing that got me was curvature. So if we were outside and you duck behind a hill, I can't see you because you're blocked by the curvature of the ground, mm-hmm. right? So over a certain distance on a ball, no matter how big it is, there's a certain amount of curvature. And we're told that the earth is so big that you can't see the curvature, but boats go over the horizon. So if you use globe math, at just 3 miles, there's 6 feet of curvature. At 10 miles, there's 66 feet of curvature.
If this was here and this was here, they're 3 miles apart, there would be like a 6 foot mound.
Well, if you're 6 feet tall, yep. standing at the edge of perfectly calm water on a perfectly calm day, you would see, they wouldn't be able to see the surface of the water beyond 3 miles because it would be behind the curve.
Hold on a second, Dave. Okay. Give me a second here. I'm not as smart as you have to think about this, please. Hold on a second. So if it's 3 miles,
ask Rock, how many feet of curvature is there at 3 miles?
So it checks out, Dave's math checks out.
Not my math, it's globe math.
Globe math. Okay, 6 feet. And so a buoy, you're saying that we should not be able to see a buoy that's 6 feet tall at 3 miles away.
No, absolutely you can. The bottom won't stop disappearing until after 3 miles. But at 10 miles away, there's 66 feet of curvature. Because the farther you go, the faster the earth slopes away.
What?
66 feet of curvature in 10 miles. So when you look across...
Can you grok that and see if that's true? How much curvature is there at 10 miles?
So while he's grokking, when you look across a 10-mile lake, there should be 66 feet of drop. That is insane.
When do you look across a 10-mile lake?
We do all the time. We look across a 20-mile lake.
What the fuck?
Lake Tahoe.
Are we screen capturing that?
We are.
Yeah. Yeah. So when Globers say, blah, 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 I said, okay, just show me 66 feet of curvature on a 10-mile lake and I'll give it up. And I never get any, they just run away.
Where would you find a 10-mile lake?
Lake Tahoe, I think, is longer than that. But we have, on my app, there in the experiment section, we've done 26 miles, 20 miles. We do what's called a mirror flash. We put a mirror right on the shoreline, right on the water's edge, and the sun is setting on the other side of the lake, and we'll flash the sun. And the person can see the mirror flash 20 miles away. The curvature in 20 miles is way more than that.
Now, that sounds theatrical.
It's not. It's just a way to
that
see it.
That sounds like you were just sort of flexing.
No, it's not.
You didn't need to go that far to show the flicker a mirror.
Well, mirrors, lasers, and just being able to see that far. So
hold on, Dave. Why am I able to see something that's 10 miles away the Earth is curved? Let's see what Elon's...
It's going to say refraction. It's going to call about standard refraction. It's going to tell you about atmospheric refraction.
Hold on, Dave. I don't want to hear about atmospheric... Oh, my God, it's talking about atmospheric refraction? That's not real. Stop that.
Yeah, it's
don't zoom in on it. Stop that. I don't believe that. Scroll up. What does it say here? Hold on a second. What is 10 miles away? When was the last time you saw something 10 miles away?
There is a famous picture across Lake Michigan, which is, how many miles is it? Is it 57 miles? 57 miles, and you can see the entire skyline. And people go, well, you can't see the very bottom of those buildings, and there's a reason for that. But the truth is, with Earth curvature, the top of the tallest building should be 100 feet below the curve, and it's not. We can see the entire skyline. And we've done time lapses over 24 hours where different weather is coming and going, and it doesn't move.
What is that?
That's Chicago, and the top of the tallest building should be behind the curve.
How far away is that picture
57
taken?
Miles.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm not.
That's Chicago?
Yep.
Grok this. What's the...
What's the curvature?
Hold on. I'm telling Grok something, okay. Dave. At 57...
I'm helping you, man.
What about the 57?
At 57 miles away?
Yeah.
Please, God. My little globe head is about to explode.
6 foot tall observer 57 miles away.
The drop-off is 2,155 feet?
Target hidden height is 1,944 feet. Now, Grok, what's the tallest building in Chicago?
Already on it, Dave.
That was on the news once, and they go, oh, it's a mirage, and they're explaining how the hot and cold and everything. The whole mirage thing is nonsense, because mirages push things down. They don't push things up. They sometimes mirage things.
I'm not going to believe a single fucking thing about mirage.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the thing is,
you've got a custom tool there. That's not even Grok.
No, that's just the earthquake calculator.
That's something Elon made private. Yeah. That's so, Elon's custom.
Wait, just hear this out. Hear this out.
I'm listening to you probably more than anybody you've talked to on a podcast, because I'm literally starting to believe you, Dave.
Like, if you were hiding behind a 10-foot wall, there's nothing that's going to make you appear
above
that
wall. It doesn't matter
what
the mirage is doing, because there's no image of you coming. There's nothing there to be miraged.
I just see the wall.
I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't there also a camera that was banned because of its zoom capabilities?
You're getting us off course here. I don't care. Listen, I'm talking about Nikon.
The Nikon cool, P1000.
The Nikon Coolpix P1000.
Yeah, it's called the
I want to know how far away that picture was. That's what I want to know.
57 miles.
I don't know. It didn't say on the picture,
so
Dave.
So Google Jasha Nowicki Chicago picture
distance.
How
do I spell that?
I don't know. Figure it out. We had some guys go there on a day where you can see it, and they got on a boat with their P1000, and they went all the way across the lake,
Dave,
and watched it the whole time.
Hang on there. This is the view of Chicago from St. Joseph, Michigan.
Yep.
That's
60 miles.
Ryan, can you make a note for me to spend the entirety of tomorrow Googling this one single problem?
Well, I can actually speed that up. We have all of this stuff is documented on my app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and
I'm
Zodiac
not downloading
app.
Your app, Dave.
Okay, well, you could just go to my website and there's free stuff there.
I keep my phone pared down. I use it as a tool. I don't use it as entertainment.
Well, it's not entertainment. It's research.
If it's worthy of researching, I would do it on the computer.
Okay, you can do it there. On my website, there's a thing called the Crash Course. Just click that and watch all those videos and
we're doing a podcast right now. I'm not going to do it.
No, I'm just saying. Tomorrow, when you're researching, I'm going to personally be calling you. You got it, man.
Okay.
So that is the mainstream media runs with that, talking about mirages, when the truth is, it's just an optical illusion. The boat is sitting on the water. So there it is, that one right there. So zoom in on that. Zoom in on that.
So the hovering ships thing, it's
down the water. Look at the front of that boat. You see it reflecting in the water? That's just a wind line.
Okay, so the hovering ships thing that's poisoning the well?
No, it's just stupidity. Oh, the earth is flat? How many people died in the Holocaust? That's poisoning the well.
Oh, okay.
How many?
They say 1.5 million. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Let's go.
This isn't one of those shows.
No.
I had an idea for Stiff Lip Subs. They should put in 600 milligrams of caffeine, actually. The fucked up thing is I could be one of the nation's top competitive gamers if I actually gave a crap about this. Thank goodness I'm fueled by Stiff Lip Subs. What do undead soldiers, what do they even do? What do they even do with their time? Talk about guns? These guys, they get back home and they have to continue being soldiers. They can't let it go. Oh, what are you doing today? You gonna build a business? No. I'm going to wear an army hat. I'm going to talk about night vision with my buddies on Twitter. Oh, you can suss out whether someone's a fake soldier. Good
Sam
for you.
Hyde,
the guy's homeless. He's trying to get a $5 discount at a restaurant you shouldn't even be eating at because it's not real food. Newport Creamery. Texas Steakhouse. I'll take the soldier discount, please. You know what I'll do today? I'm going to bust your balls because you're a fake soldier. Big fucking deal, man. There's fake people everywhere. You can do something. Just don't try to make the camera angle nice. Oh, you spotted a fake soldier. That's so hard to do. Let crazy people just do what they're gonna do. Oh, you don't have the exact number of Air Force dots.
Sam Hyde, show
fuck! Are you an M1 X16? What's your BPS?
We'll get
701?
Back to the show.
I'm 703.
Shut
up!
Our sponsor.
Why can't you have water on the outside of a ball?
How would it stick there?
Gravity?
You love your gravity. Gravity's your god. Gravity's your god. Gravity's an unproven theory.
You got me.
You know, mass attracting mass. It's so silly. And then detect motion. The Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. That's faster than the speed of sound. So when you watch the sunset, is the sun just going away peacefully as you see it in the local sky? Or are you spinning, falling over backwards faster than the speed of sound, and the sun's kind of staying still?
Probably the second one?
That's what you're taught, but that's retarded.
Okay.
It's completely retarded.
What's wrong with that?
You would know if you were moving 1,000 miles an hour, and that's the slowest speed of all. We're orbiting at 66,000 miles an hour in a curved trajectory. We're chasing the sun at 500,000 miles per hour. So our galaxy is moving at millions of miles per hour in a fourth direction.
But we've never not been moving.
It's a lot of nonsense. Yeah, and nothing ever changes. The stars never change.
Is Dennis Hopper on the phone threatening us if we go slower than that? He'll kill us all.
Maybe.
How is that wrong, though? What's wrong with that?
So if we're moving, things would move called parallax. When you move, things change position, mm-hmm. right? Well, we look up, the stars are still exactly where they were. The North Star.
Exactly where they were when?
Always. All of recorded history.
Is that true?
We can't say billions of years because I don't even think we've been
here
that
long.
They haven't changed. They're still there. Go up, mark the North Star, and it's in the same position every single day, all of your life, and before your life and after your life.
Do the stars change their position relative to us on Earth?
No, well, that's not a great question.
For all of human history?
Yeah.
How do you want to phrase this here? What do we ask?
Does the North Star move? And the answer is it does a tiny little circle, but they'll claim 2,000 years ago it wasn't our North Star, that Thuban was our North Star. But that's just a claim. But the shaft in the Great Pyramid of Giza points to our North Star, and their claim is, well, it used to point to a different star, which is... You can't argue, you know, it's just like that's your belief. But do you know about the Georgia Guidestones?
Mm-hmm.
So the Georgia Guidestones, besides having the Ten Commandments on them, you know, for the New World, it was an astronomical clock and calendar, and there's a little hole that you look through, and there is Polaris in this tiny little straw hole. It was right there. It's so far away, it doesn't matter that the Earth is moving 4.4 billion miles a year, never to return to where it was before. It's so far away, there's no parallax. Cool story, bro. They also tell us that the Earth wobbles. We have the precession of the equinox, so every 76 years, the axis of the Earth moves 1 degree. 1 degree in the sky is 2 to 3 full moon widths. Well, the Georgia Guidestones were built in 1981. There's the little hole. In 1981... And they were up for over 40 years. Polaris should be more than one moon width out of that hole, which is way out of the hole, but it wasn't. It was right there in the middle of the hole. So check this out.
About peeking through a little hole.
Yeah. Well,
that's very Illuminati.
So we made a video on how this actually proves that we're not wobbling. It went viral. A couple weeks later, a terrorist blew up the Georgia Guidestones. 3 hours later, bulldozers were there, took the whole thing down, stole the time capsule, and there was never an investigation.
A unique Georgia attraction that stood for nearly 4 decades is destroyed, and now the GBI needs your help to find who did it. The GBI released video showing the moment an explosion tore into the Georgia Guidestones in Elbert County. You can see that car leaving the scene. That was just moments after the blast. Authorities say it happened Wednesday morning about 4. Crews spent Wednesday tearing down what remained of that mysterious structure, the monument often called America's Stonehenge. The stones were inscribed with 10 guiding principles, each etched in stone using languages from around the world. The meaning behind those monoliths had been unclear since the structure was built in 1980.
Sounds suspicious.
It's a little bit suspicious, don't you think? There's also the Coral Castle in Florida, built by Edward Lee Scanlon. Do you know about Coral Castle?
No.
So Coral Castle, if you look that up... this little guy built this thing.
Well, that's a nice little devilish
giant
little...
stones and everything.
Very cute.
And he built a thing that shows exactly where Polaris is also. And that's been up for quite some time. So my prediction is something's going to happen to Coral Castle to get rid of that rock solid proof that that we're not moving. There it is right there. So when you zoom
in. That's a big hole, though.
Yeah, but see that little X?
It's a crosshair.
That little crosshair? So yeah. The Polaris moves, does a tight little circle around where the X is, and each one of those quadrants tells you what season you're in.
So this guy that built this, he's a less sort of, it's less precise.
Well, no, it's exactly precise.
It looks more tribal, though.
Well, if you look, you know...
It's aesthetically tribal, Dave.
You know, I'm with you, but he built this thing where you had an 11,000-pound door that you can spin with one finger, but he did it with himself with no big equipment. He said he had the secret of the pyramids.
Flat Earth is the everyman's anti-intellectualism. Not because he's stupid, but because he's done listening. It's not about proving anything. It's about breaking the game before it starts to break him. You have to understand the mechanisms at play here. It's a cultural bluff call, a joke so sharp it cuts through the veil of modernity. It's a man standing up in the middle of a polite dinner party, calmly placing his napkin on the table and saying, "This was a lovely dinner, and now I'm gonna rape your wife." The content of the claim doesn't matter. It could be anything. The real assertion is that none of this is real. Say you think 9/11 was fishy, people nod, maybe offer a, "Yeah, I heard about Building 7. Say you believe the Earth is flat, and now you're a threat, a lunatic, a problem. You're a bug in the system that needs to be eliminated. This is literally the plot of The Matrix. Okay, Logan Paul talks about this. Flat Earth is the first domino. You can feel the cracks forming in real time. COVID, college, feminism, the Holocaust, gravity. It's all a hoax. All these things propped up by a shared hallucination. And when one guy, one, just one, has the balls to say, "I don't buy it," that punctures the consensus. And now you're a problem. Flat Earth is the cultural equivalent of a suicide vest strapped with toy dynamite. It's harmless, technically. But nobody wants to call the bluff. Because you're wrong, you look stupid, and if you're right, well, then the Earth is flat, and everything is up for grabs.
The globe religion is the biggest religion of all. It's amazing.
There was a time when the majority of people thought the Earth was flat. Now they don't. What changed?
Yeah, so that was when the Rockefellers took over the school system in 1902. They literally hijacked everything. They got rid of all of the real medicines, and they replaced it all with allopathic petroleum-based medicine. And they took over all of the school books. That's why schools are underfunded, and the Rockefellers sell the textbooks below the cost of the textbook, so nobody can come up with a textbook business and make money and sell real textbooks.
Rockefeller Sr. founded the General Education Board in 1902?
I interviewed a woman back in 2020 before the nonsense happened.
You mean Sandy Hook?
No, I mean COVIDs.
COVIDs. Okay, good.
So my mom was taking a nap. She's 94. And I said, "Hey, is there anyone here over 100 that has their wits about them?" And they go, "Oh, Ruth, she's right there sitting in the lunchroom by herself." And I went over and talked to this nice woman, and I was interviewing her about the World's Fairs, which has to do with the old world. Mm-hmm. I was asking her questions about it, and she was just telling me that she had such a good memory. And I said, "What did they teach you in school about the Earth?" That's all I said. And she goes, "They taught me the Earth was flat." So in late 1920s, not early 1930s, they were teaching flat Earth. Then we found other people all the way up to the mid-1950s, even early 60s, here in America, that were being taught flat and globe because they didn't know. They didn't know. But Ruth was taught the Earth was flat in 1927 or whatever it was. So this video went super viral. And I was like, "Everybody, we need to find people now, because all of these people that have this knowledge are going to be gone soon. So go to your local nursing homes and, you know, get in there and try to find some lucid people and see if you can interview them." Harmless, very nice. Old people love when people talk to them. "Hey, I'm interested. Can I talk to you?" 2 days later, COVID lockdown. Nobody can go into any nursing homes worldwide. I'm just saying,
Why'd you do it, Dave?
Was my fault.
Why'd you do it?
Maybe I took down the Georgia Guidestones and I got the code lockdown.
By the way, Grok does back you up. You did interview a lady.
Oh, what does Grok say about me?
Oh, you did interview a lady in 2020 before the nonsense happened. Is the sun flat?
I don't know. It looks round, so it could be a round disc. The moon looks spherical, but I couldn't tell you. I mean, I could show you three pictures of models of the moon, and none of them are spherical, but they all look spherical. Globers will always look up at the sky and point at the lights in the sky, which literally defy natural law, right? Our sun cannot exist if you believe in physics.
How's that?
Because helium and hydrogen defy gravity here on Earth. They go up. Helium balloon, hydrogen balloon will go up. The gas will expand. So this when you put helium and hydrogen in space, it should just expand. It should just disappear and fill the vacuum of space.
So this is a variation on the thing we were talking about earlier with the oxygen escaping the Earth?
So how much helium and hydrogen do you need before it becomes gravitational and pulls itself into a burning ball or a nuclear fusion ball.
Like a ton of it.
Well, a shit ton, because they tell us that the sun is burning 640 billion tons a second or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
You can't even fathom that. And it's been doing that for billions of years and it's not getting any smaller. How does do you remember where they told you stars come from?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember nebulas?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they showed us the Crab Nebula and like, this is dust and gas in space. Well, that's a problem. Dust and gas in a space vacuum. That's impossible. Let's just pretend there is. And they say that sometimes the gases will start compiling and it'll create a sun. Why doesn't the entire nebula just compile into there? It says, okay, I've got a sun the size of our sun or the size of Betelgeuse, which is like a billion times bigger than our sun. And it says, okay, I'm done accumulating gas. And now I'm going to pop out like a ping pong ball machine and park myself somewhere. None of it makes any sense whatsoever.
What would make a globe head short circuit? Is it that the...
Everything makes globe head short circuits. I used to jump on a live stream sometimes. I'd come on as Globe Earth Dave, and I would just make up shit and argue. It's so fun. It's so fun and so easy because you can say anything.
To sound like a globe head?
Just become a globe head. And these globe heads come on. No, what's funny is they've been doing this for years. They come on. They go, no flat earther will ever explain how the sun sets over the ocean. I've done hundreds of videos on it and perfectly explaining it. It goes beyond the horizon. The horizon appears to be at eye level, but it's actually thousands of feet above your eye level.
Hold on a second. The horizon.
The horizontal eye zone.
Which is the line, this line.
That appears to be at your eye level.
That appears to be at my eye level.
Mm-hmm.
Is thousands
of feet above your eye level. Let me give you an example. If you were standing next to a 50-story building in New York City, you'd have to look up and hurt your neck to look at the top of the building,
so
right?
So I'm in like a dish.
Hold on. No. You're standing in the city next to a 50-story building.
In a
and
dish?
The sun is right over your head, and it goes a little farther over, and now it's blocked by the building.
Mm-hmm.
If we push that building 50 miles away, the top of the building would look like it's at your eye level. The sun would look like it's going down, just like streetlights on a street. They would just be going down, 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 down. And eventually they'd go beyond the building again. Mm-hmm. And from your point of view, it would look like it's going beyond the building. It looked like it would be going down. Now take that to the atmosphere. Let's say the atmosphere is 10,000 feet. Over distance, the atmosphere becomes opaque. Over the distance, from the ground to that cloud deck or just to the top of the thickest part of the atmosphere, it all gets compressed. It all, at 50, 100 miles away, it literally becomes eye level. Look at the clouds. You know, when we have a nice cloud deck, clouds above you, and then you look over the water, the clouds look like they're touching the water.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're touching the water, but they're still 10,000 feet above the water.
Mm-hmm.
But they look like they're touching the water. A little farther away, you can't tell the difference between those clouds and the land.
Mm-hmm.
That's your horizontal eye zone, 10,000 feet above your eyes. The sun just goes beyond it like that. It's perspective. They hijacked perspective and called it Earth Curve. You can teach a kid that a boat can go over a ball by getting a ball and pulling a boat over it. And they go, look, that's the, and the kid goes, oh, I get it. Now you try explaining to a kid what I just started explaining to you. It's not that easy. It's easier to believe in a ball than it is to understand reality.
I'll be honest with you. The way that you explained it, it doesn't make sense to me.
I have videos that will make it make sense, videos of it actually happening. I'm showing you the sun going across in a straight line, level with the Earth from a celestial point of view. And yes, you can see it's level. Now, remember, I have a camera at the level of the counter looking at the same thing. And when I show you that, watch the line.
Now, are you showing us the globe head version?
I'm showing you reality.
This is reality.
This is, so now this is the other view. And that, look at the line. And as they bring the light over, look at the line. Does that line look level? And if you see in the distance, right past the hot sauce mountains, you have that cardboard mountain. And the light never went below that mountain. But if you watch it here, that mountain almost looks like it's at your eye level. Here comes the light. And this is level. This is not going down. This is level. And watch, it's going to go a little bit farther. Now I'm going to zoom in a little more to make it look like how we really see the sun. Is that string level?
Are you actually asking
me? I'm asking you right now.
I have no way of knowing.
Well,
except
it was. I showed you before.
It was when you showed me before.
Correct.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So it is the level line. And that is just going beyond the horizon. Beyond. You can't tell the difference between that elevated horizon. Look at that line. That line is level. So there it is, just moving away. It looks like it's setting. Now I'm going to compare it to a real sunset. Ready? So on the left is the what we saw. On the bottom right is the elevated view. And on the top right is a sun setting behind what? That's the sun setting. It's going beyond something opaque.
Okay.
There you go.
In the sunset, in the real video of the sunset.
You go back to the last 10 seconds.
What is obscuring the sun?
So that could be some mountains in the distance. I know what it is, but it could be some mountains in the distance that we just can't see.
The atmosphere is too thick to see the light that's bouncing off the mountains.
Because also the sun is on the other side of those mountains, but that's not the mountains. That's just the atmosphere deck of opacity. The farther you look, the more compressed the atmosphere becomes, and it becomes thicker and thicker, and you can't see forever. So that's just, we'll just call it a cloud deck, and it's going beyond it. But when we zoom out, you can't see the difference between where the water line is and the sun line is. That all compresses into nothing, and that's how we see the sunset. We've seen it set in midair. It just disappears into the atmos. Again, it's a lot to take in, Sam. You got to think. And a lot of people don't like thinking. I have a whole series called The Sun Fade Out. It's on the, in the app. And I put my drone up in the winter, super clear day, and the sun would go down, 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 and then it would stop. It stopped going down.
Is the whole video in real time, or are you meddling with time?
I'm going to speed it up. It's not going down. It's going farther away, and the atmosphere is going to just eat the sun. Ready? And the globe head, so this is Photoshop. I ended up live streaming this twice to show that it's not Photoshop. And there it goes. Just watch. It's just going to disappear into the thickness of the soup. The sun's light is not bright enough at that distance to push through the atmosphere. Filmed it 7 different times.
Were you elevated when you filmed that?
Way elevated. I had my drone way up. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and people, I've never seen a sun like that. Like, oh, have you put a 4K camera up when it's below freezing where you had to warm the fucking batteries and stayed there and filmed it while your fingers were freezing, you know, and then brought it into a movie maker and zoomed in on it? No, that's why you never saw that.
If the sun is going in a straight line across, you know,
it's in a curve line, but from our position, we're barely seeing much curve.
So then it curves back around.
It makes a full circle all the way around.
Okay.
And that's why in the summer, you see the sun rise in the northeast, and it comes all the way around. You see it set in the southwest. But in the winter, you see much less of it. It's less of a curve because it's making a bigger circle.
What else can you hit us with?
Seasons.
Seasons, okay, hit me.
Well, do you know what the heliocentric explanation for seasons is? Why is it winter?
Actually, no.
So they tell us that the Earth is tilted, and when the north is tilted away from the sun, the sun spreads over a bigger area, so it's colder.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're tilted towards the sun, it's more direct sunlight. That's what they teach us in school. Now, maybe that's ringing a bell.
Yeah.
Do you know that in our northern winter that we're 3.5 million miles closer to the sun than we are in our summer? In the heliocentric model, they don't teach it in school, but that's in the model, that we're actually closer, but it's the angle that matters, not the distance.
Earth is 3 million miles closer to the sun around January.
Yeah, so it's the tilt, right? The full explanation is the tilt, not the distance.
The difference is 3% of Earth's
distance.
Average orbital distance from the sun.
3%. Yeah, so it's the tilt that matters. So when you tilt the ball away from the sun, the top half is the sun is spread out, and you can say, okay, that's less heat.
When it's winter for us, we're tilted what, away?
We're tilted away from the sun.
What's tilted towards it? Central America?
Yes, the southern part of the globe is tilted towards it. So if you had a basketball, I could tilt the top of the basketball towards the sun, or I could tilt the bottom of the basketball towards the sun.
Yeah. Right? But is it hotter?
They say when it's tilted towards the sun, that's when you have your summer. But that doesn't make any sense because here in Connecticut, in June, I can go out on the Long Island Sound, and when the sun appears on the horizon, you would call that the most tilt possible. It's an 89-degree tilt, or not just the little tilt that they talk about. And I could feel the sun blasting on my face. I could feel the heat. I can get a suntan. The sun is farther away. It couldn't be at any more obtuse of an angle, but I could feel the heat. Then 6 months later in January, I could look up at the sun at noon where the sun is at its highest point for the day, let's say 50 degrees, not on the horizon, and I can not even feel the heat on my face. And it's 3 million miles closer. Mm-hmm. Closer, more direct angle, no heat. Worst possible angle in June, tons of heat. Makes absolutely no sense. But if you look at the flat Earth map, when the sun is over the Tropic of Cancer, it's closer to us. The heat source is closer to us. And when it's over the Tropic of Capricorn, it's closer to the outer south.
Civilization is a thin film, a brittle glaze. It's not a wall, it's a skin. And beneath that skin is tribe, wrath, blood, and fire. You can walk into a Whole Foods, sipping yerba mate, FaceTiming your girlfriend about what art to hang, and you're still only one power outage away from eating your neighbor. The truth is, it doesn't take much. This civilization is a cappuccino, baby. Flat Earth is the first tap on the foam. We've all heard the metaphor of the boiling frog. Can you imagine the chef's horror if the frog started talking back in English? I know you're boiling me.
What did they even say? Have they even been watching the ads we read for them? This game sucks dick.
They've been enjoying it.
It's actually a good game. They've been enjoying the ad reads?
Well, they've been working.
They've been working?
Yes.
Why? All right, what else can I say about Stiff Lip Subs? I use them all the time. It's helped me become a successful guy. Enjoy your slop.
Sam Hyde Show ad read.
Use code TRANNY.
You are now listening to an advertisement.
Off. You literally
we'll
get it for
back to
free.
The show
it's actually
after
200%
this quick
off. They
word
send
from
you
our
money.
Sponsor.
And this is an ad.
They're paying me $100,000 to tell you that they'll actually pay you. I'm not supposed to say this. Their product is actually so toxic and distressed that their fulfillment company charges them a handling fee just to hold it there because it stinks. So if you take it off their hands, they'll pay you. So that's an actual legal claim. 6 months from now, you're gonna get a check for twice the value of what you pay. That's the secret that makes Stiff Lip Subs so great. Is that they actually don't want it. They want to get
Sam Hyde Show ad read.
They want
read.
It in your hands. Now, guys,
we're
oh, guys
now listening to an
don't
advertisement.
Go to Stiff Lip Subs and buy
we'll get back to the
it. Because
show
I want it all
of
myself. I'm greedy. I need all the Stiff Lip Subs. Don't buy them. I want them for myself. Wait, save some for me. Don't take
Sam
my Stiff
Hyde
Lip
show
Subs.
Ad read.
No.
You are now listening to
no. Please. I
we'll get
want
back
them.
To the show after this quick word from our sponsor.
Building a satellite, you would have to know how the flat Earth actually works, right?
No, because the people that build the satellites build it by specs. They send it to NASA. NASA says, oh, we send it to space. They're like, yay, it's in space. Look, I got data coming from NASA.
Where's the data coming from?
It's coming just from ground, from the ground. Nothing's in space. There's nothing
floating. So satellite
floating.
Photos,
those are from high altitude planes and balloons. You know that NASA has thousands of giant balloons the size of football stadiums carrying 8,000 pound satellites in space. NASA controls 99% of the helium on Earth.
When you say they control the helium, what do you mean?
They like you cannot start a blimp company because there's not enough helium because NASA controls it all. It says they use it for cooling and all sorts of stuff.
Can you ask Grok, does NASA have a fuckload of helium? It'd be funny if Grok picked up already that we're talking to Dave.
Yeah.
And it's like it sounds like you're talking to him. No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
One of the world's largest consumers of helium?
NASA.
75 million cubic feet annually for rocket propulsion.
Yeah, that's what they say. It's actually true because when we watch those big ships go up, they're actually blimps. They're filled with helium. No one's on them ever. So every day, NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, launches 950 approximately weather balloons, small weather balloons with a little cargo on them that take humidity, wind speeds. They monitor all the stuff, and then all of them are tracked by satellites. It's called the GONAD system, which is run by Russia. Why are we using Russia satellites to track our weather balloons? And these balloons are being launched twice a day, every 12 hours, simultaneously, all over the Earth. Mm-hmm. And then the supercomputer puts all the data together and we get our weather models. Awesome. That's real technology. Amazing. But they say that these balloons are being tracked by satellites. They're using GPS to figure out where all the balloons are, where the wind patterns are, where the high pressure, low pressure is, all of the temperatures, everything, all the data that they're collecting, which is real data, but they're claiming they're done by satellites floating in space. However, we found one of these things. One of our guys that found it in Curacao, or he was in Jamaica, or no, Aruba. He found it on the beach, and he's a computer guy. He decoded it. He cleaned it up. He found the information on the chip, the antenna, figured out how the whole thing works, and found their website that tracks these things in real time. So we went on the website, which is real-time tracking, and we could see all of the ground-based antennas that are constantly tracking these things. They're tracked from the ground, but they tell us they're tracked from space.
Mm.
They're tracked from the ground.
Interesting.
The ground positioning system, GPS.
Yep.
The Earth is spiraling through space around the sun, corkscrewing, and somehow we have satellites that can just perfectly spin around the Earth and not and ignore all of its motions.
Yep.
While all of this stuff is going on, these satellites are just obeying what law? Don't get that confused with Elon Musk's Starlink. Starlink works. I've actually used Starlink internet service. It's amazing. It's really great.
Mm-hmm.
But how does it work? Starlink is a communication system. It's not a GPS system. It's a communication system. So during the Vietnam War, the soldiers needed to be able to communicate with Washington or wherever. Mm-hmm. But you can't. Not because of curvature of the Earth, just because you can't communicate from the ground huge distances for many reasons. So they would connect with AWACS planes. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They have the AWACS planes. So they had this little box that looks just like a Starlink receiver. So all they did is they took that technology and now they're letting people use it. And instead of using AWACS planes, they're using every commercial airliner in space. I asked Grok or ChatGPT, I said, what if we put the Starlink satellite equipment on commercial airplanes? Would that work better? And it said, absolutely, it would work better. It's closer, better triangulation. You can service them. They have a power supply. Everything we need, right, would work. And they said, except if there's bad weather and they're diverting commercial flights from that area. I said, what if they also had it on high-flying military flights, planes also? And he said, oh, that would be a very robust system and it worked perfectly well. Versus the ridiculous idea that satellites can match all of those corkscrewing motions in space, which violates natural law. High pressure next to no pressure without a container. So if I had a box of air and we evacuated all the air from this room, just imagine we could do that, what would happen if I put a hole on the top, side, or bottom of that box?
Would the air rush into the
rush
box?
Rush in violently, it would.
Okay.
That's not a theory, that's a fact.
Okay.
Okay? And the opposite is true. If it was filled with air and there was no air out here, it would rush out. How does the air stick to the Earth when it's adjacent to a TOR 17 vacuum, which is the ultimate vacuum of space?
A what?
Vacuum is measured in TOR. TOR 17 is pure vacuum, no pressure. Right? And the only answer you can come up with is gravity.
Yeah.
But if we can disprove that simply with a straw. I get a straw, put it in my mouth, and with the weak, low-pressure system of my mouth and lungs, I could pull air and water up and away effortlessly. So how does the air not get sucked off into space?
Gravity?
You can't. We can disprove it with that experiment that I was just saying. The box, poke a hole in the bottom, it'll pull the air up and away.
What's the experiment that disproves the idea that the gravity's
gravity
holding?
Gas goes randomly in all directions. It doesn't have a downward bias. Gas fills the container equally.
I think the idea is that there's a force that's pulling it towards the...
That's the theory. It's never been proven. You cannot contain gas. We can go into a vacuum chamber with a box of air and hold it anywhere in this room,
yeah,
and we can poke a hole in the bottom and it's going to pull the air up and away from gravity.
Yeah, well,
why doesn't space do that?
Because the...
Space is fake and gravity's a lie?
No, it's that I sound like a globehead right now.
Yeah, you're trying. You're struggling. You're struggling.
Gravity ensures molecular speed versus why does the vacuum of space not suck it away?
Gravity. So if you want to send Grok for a spin, say which gravity?
It says Earth's gravity.
So Einsteinian gravity or Newtonian gravity, and when you they've switched to the bending and warping of space-time now rather than mass attracting mass. They've never done an experiment that proves gravity, but they have done experiments that prove electrostatics, and electrostatics set the downward bias, and then density and buoyancy sort everything else out. You know who Jesse Lee Peterson is, the preacher guy?
Of course.
Yeah, so I was on his show.
Did you like him?
I can appreciate what a mental case he is. But
did you like him? Did he like you?
We didn't hate each other, but
did he believe you after the thing was over?
Am I allowed to tell you? I'm going to tell you. So
I want to know if he believed you.
His producer tipped me off that he was going to ask me if the Earth was flat, and as soon as I said yes, he was going to say, "What about mountains and valleys and everything else?" So the Earth is a level, non-rotating, topographical plane with hills and valleys and mountains and trenches, but it's level. So he asked me, is the Earth flat? And I said, well, what's your definition of flat? And then he asked me again, do you believe the Earth is flat? And I kept trying to get him to define. He just kept repeating the question again and again
like 25 times. Did you have breakfast this morning situation?
It was really rough, but I wouldn't let him capture me like that. And it was kind of funny.
Do you believe the Earth is flat? What about mountains?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't let him get there.
Did you forgive your mother?
Yeah, you're good. That's good, man.
Who's Eric Dubay?
Eric Dubay is one of the first guys that came out with books and videos on Flat Earth, but he's very egotistical. I don't know what it is. I like his work, but he hates other prominent Flat Earthers. So
okay.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of great artists are like that.
Yeah, it's all right. He does some really great work, and he's the guy that really got the Flat Earth movement going.
Are there any songs or movies that flirt with the truths of Flat Earth?
Dude, there is a great song. It's called The Greatest Flat Earth Song Ever. It's a rap song that tells the entire story about Flat Earth. It is
I bet it's
phenomenal.
Fucking crap.
Was it
Tech N9ne? It sounds like some like...
It's Young Jeezy.
Who's that other guy? Immaculate Guns or whatever?
Oh, Immortal Technique.
Is that him?
Well, I think he does the Flat Earth. You don't like him?
I knew you would.
The Greatest Flat Earth Song 2024.
I know the thought of flat earth, it sounds ludicrous, but you've been missing.
Definitely can't listen to that.
Not a fan, huh?
No, that's terrible. I would rather go to flatearthdave.com and get up to speed.
Thank you, and get
that
the app.
Way.
Yes, right. Get the app.
Flat Earth is the dumbest possible idea. It's weaponized stupidity. Not the kind that drags its knuckles, but the kind that knows what it's doing. It's a psyop against the smug. You're the smart one? Well, cool. I think the Earth is flat. Let's talk. You think you know what's best for me? Guess what? I think the Earth is flat, and I'm going to talk to you about it for a long time. And right there, you flip the table. You've pulled the pin on the reality grenade. It's funny because it hacks the prestige hierarchy. The idea that your Uber driver or the HVAC guy might think we live on a dinner plate is hilarious. That's why it's also terrifying. Once you see it, once you realize how thin the ice is beneath modernity, you can't unsee it. It's too late. The giggle turns into a grin. The grin turns into a smirk. Next thing you know, you're free. You're the Joker. You're free to say, I don't believe your science. You're free to say, oh, you work at a hospital? I'll follow you home and kill you. Oh, you're a nurse on her lunch break walking around in your scrubs? I'll follow to your car and whoop you with a broken glass bottle. Because I'm fucking horny. And my dick does not work. Because of your pills. And now you're dangerous, not because you're correct, but because you've opted out. You've taken your chips off the table like any smart man when he's ahead. Without belief? You watch what happens. The whole system's gonna fall apart.
Which doctor?
Yes, doctor.
Like this doctor.
Technology.
Recovery. Natural remedy.
This doctor come here, all of you, every part of you, make better. Instant. Very good. Quick and best reviews on Google.
Leg doctor, arm doctor, chest doctor, brain doctor, lip doctor, belly doctor, acupuncture doctor, massage doctor, toenail doctor. Which doctor?
Yes, doctor.
Like this doctor.